Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Another obstacle has been handed to imprisoned Iranian pastor Yousef Nardarkhani. According to reports, the Iranian government has gone after his attorney. Voice of the Martyrs, Todd Nettleton, explains.
His attorney, Muhammad Ali Dadha, has now been sentenced to 9 years in Iranian jail for apparently representing people like Pastor Yousef, people who their human rights had been violated.
Fear of more reprisals may prevent any attorney from taking his or similar cases. Would you pray for Pastor Yousef? He made his first statement to the world thanking Christians for praying this week. Next, Mali's political crisis may be making the threat of famine in West Africa worse. Access to food reserves has been cut off. Violence is sending waves of refugees across the borders where a drought has claimed more of the crops. Global Aid Network Steve Watson says in one area where the team's working,
they are looking at over 300,000 people who are looking for food. Those are people who live in Gambia, refugees from Senegal, refugees from Guinea-Bissau.
Gaines sent 4 containers of food to the region in the last 6 months. They're finding gospel opportunities as they meet needs. And it's no secret that Christians in Turkey are marginalized. It's tough on adults, but especially on kids. Children are often isolated and bullied for their faith. But there is hope. Each summer through iNetwork Turkey, these kids get a chance to go to camp where worship, prayer, and Bible study are normal. It's just the encouragement they need to stay strong in their faith. The camp's facing tough economic times, though, and you can help. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Help Mission Network News end our fiscal year strong. It ends May 31st, and when you do help us, I'll send you a special gift, a new CD from Charles Billingsley. Just go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.